Welcome to a special edition of the Dude Catholic Podcast, Ramon Graduated Edition. I'm your co-host, Adrian, here with the man who graduated from the Sheriff's Academy. We're eating a burger in the car. That's why you can't say, I'm Ramon.
I'm Ramon.
Yes, you are indeed. It's a man who's eating a 4x4. I'm eating a humble double-double. But here we go. We're not going to edit this episode. I'm not going to do any editing. I'm just going to post it as it goes. So hopefully this conversation goes well. If you hear any background noise, it's because we're in traffic. We're going home after this graduation. There was going to be no episode this week, but we're like, you know what? Let's make something happen. Mm-hmm. And so this is what happens when we make something happen. And so, we can talk about freestyle stuff. You know, we're going to freestyle this episode. But for the most part, we're going to center it on basically what's been going on lately, because I don't think we update people too much on what's going on in our lives. And we've gotten some messages, you know, since we've asked for feedback and whatnot. And, you know, maybe include a little bit more personal stuff. And so this is the personal stuff. I've been mentioning the last, like, two episodes that I've been sick. This is the first episode that I actually feel healthy. And so I've never been as sick as I've gotten, like, this time, like, ever. Other than, you know, like, surgeries that I've had when I was a kid. But yeah, that's pretty much it. On Ramon's part, like, to me, it seems like the question that I'm going to ask is kind of dumb. But maybe it's not, so who knows? Like, my question would be, like, for Ramon, like, hey, did you think that it was going to be this quick? Because to me, it seemed quick. To you, you were in the thick of it, so it may be a different reality. But did you think it was going to be as quick as it is?
It took long, like the first half.
Yeah.
But then the second half of it, maybe like week 12 out of 20, week 11 maybe, it just flew by. Especially just because of all the stuff that we were learning and all the different lectures we were getting and like the crazy videos we would watch and knowing exactly what we're getting ourselves into. It was pretty cool too today at the graduation when the sheriff and then the other police chiefs, they went up to my squad for weapons inspections, and you know, it was pretty cool. They were asking each and every single one of us, like, hey, what did you do for a living before this? So I told them, and what led you to here, basically, like, why this? So I told them why, and kind of how, like, what do you ask me too, Adrian? What we were talking about right now, and I kind of don't want to share too much, just because it's not the Ramon hour and it's not about me, and
it's the Ramon hour.
I'm not gonna be talking about work either, just because no, but I'm just excited because this is gonna be a better way that I can preach the gospel, even though it's not a religious organization that I'm gonna be working for. This is gonna be a good vehicle for me to definitely deliver that message, because I'm going to have more of an impact on people's lives, like, one-on-one.
All right, and you know how I always try to make it about me, even if it's indirectly. But yeah, it's kind of the same thought that I had, you know, going away from Catholic school. I'm like, I'm going to preach the gospel without preaching the gospel. And you know what? Like, the kids kind of give you an opening for you to preach your own faith. You know, and even little ways, even if it's telling them, like, you know, like don't say that, because there may be some Christians in the room. At least there's one of them, you know? And that's in the negative sense, you know? But sometimes, like, even people will just kind of start talking to you as if you are a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And as if you understand the Christian lifestyle. And that's your opening right there, you know? At least for me, like, that's my opening right there. Like, yeah. Okay, I understand that. You know, and then just kind of, like, segue away from that while dropping a little message. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the kind of approach that I've seen that I can take, you know, given the position that I'm in. And you find that there's way more Christians around the world than you'd expect, or that the media would have you believe. Mm-hmm. You know, because as far as I know, you know, like just being in the small circle of Catholic educators that I was before, it seemed like everything outside of my little comfort zone was secular. But there's so many Christians in the secular world. Mm-hmm. So many people that have been catechized. And so many people that need to be catechized. That you're like, man, like, this place is bigger than I thought. Or this whole faith thing is bigger than I thought. And it is indeed part of everything that we do.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that I think you're going to notice a lot more than I think people expect to notice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that you mentioned that how there's so much faith in the secular world. I know I've said that, you know, we're more than the world has to offer, and we are. But it is our duty to spread that good news, that good cheer, that joy. So today the sheriff, he's funny. Shook my hand and started saying things, you know, sheriff things. but he was being kind of funny, so he made me laugh, because I had a dead look on my face, because that's how it is, you know. It's a ceremony, and then I gave him a big smile, and he's like, "There you go. That's why we hired you." And he didn't know me personally, but he just wanted to see that human side.
Yeah.
It's like, "There you go." And then every other police chief that was shaking my hand, he's like, "There you go. Keep smiling, because that's going to serve you well in this career. And this is how you're going to impact people's lives." So I think it's kind of cool that you brought that up. How we can make a difference with something as simple as, I don't even want to say a smile, but a simple gesture of kindness. You know, all I had to do was smile at some men that didn't really care for me on a personal level.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just some little Mexican guy that's graduating. And like they pointed that goodness that comes from God, you know? Because when I smile big, man. I have a big old cheesy smile. And it's contagious, you know, because it's not from Ramon. It comes from a much more meaningful place. And it sounds like I'm full of myself, but I have to share it. And I have been. And it's just a good little opener to start spreading the gospel in that way.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of something, because we were talking off mic. We were talking about parent teacher conferences. How this whole week has been full of that, and there's a particular kid who was like, he's so smart, and let's call him Jesus, because that's his name. I teach quite a few Jesuses. This is. He's one of those kids, you know, that's just, man, it's the reason why work seems difficult sometimes. Mm. And I talked to his dad. Like, I got along real well with his dad. He's a retired Marine gunner. And we noticed the same type of behavior in the kid. Really smart kid, you know, like above average smart kid. Mm. And all this, you know, happening in front of the kid. Like, this discussion was happening in front of the kid, and his dad was saying the same thing, you know. And like, yeah. Like, we were agreeing, like, the whole entire time. And I'm like, well, anything I say is going to seem redundant because you just said it. And he's listening. He knows we know. And he knows that we believe in him. So we need to make that change. And, like, it was just, like, a really positive thing. Because it wasn't just, like, tearing down on the kid. It was saying, he's smarter. And I think he knows it, but he's not acting like it. And that can hurt him.
Yep.
Because at this point in life, you're becoming who you're going to become for the rest of your life. You know, and that might have hit him. And then today in class, because the conference was just yesterday, and today in class, different kid. At first, he was kind of going back to his old ways, his comfort zone. And so I reminded him what we talked about in the conference. And I'm like, hey, you brought your book? Because he reads big books. Mm. Like, you brought your book? Like, yeah, I got my book. All right, let's do this. You need help? Like, yeah, let's go. Boom. And then he finished the directions before I finished reading it, like telling him. Mm. And so I'm like, yeah, like that. He did the work. He did it right. Gave him a pound. A little bit of recognition, because it was we have slips, you know, to give him recognition for doing well that day.
That's cool.
Him and another kid that's usually kind of a problem kid, like, they both got recognitions that day. It was just kind of giving that positive feedback, you know, being that smile that you're talking about. And it changes the way that they see people in your profession, you know, whether it's the teaching profession or whether it's the, if you're a peace officer. One of the things that I'm known for, I guess, wherever I go as a teacher, is that I say the opposite of what most teachers say, I guess, because I'm always saying, hey, where are you going? I don't dismiss you, the bell does. And teachers say the opposite. They get thrown off. I'm like, what the heck? What did you say? I'm like, I don't dismiss you, the bell does. I'm like, no, teachers say the opposite. I'm like, hey, you know what? Those teachers are above the law. Me, I'm just a rinky-dinky Spanish teacher. I can only do so much, and I know my place. And that's enough, you know. That's enough for them. Like, it kind of lightens the spirit a little bit. And they're like, all right, we'll stop walking towards the door. Because if we're done, like, a minute before, I'm like, all right, let's clean up.
There's this guy there that was kind of a jerk. And this is another guy.
Okay, not the one you talked about before?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, even him too, but it's just how you can throw people off guard with humility and with a good sense of humor. And how that's how you influence people. Because that's how... It really depends how you react to negativity and friction. Mm-hmm. And people notice that, especially if they know that if they're being a jerk to you... I'm not gonna give like I'm not gonna go in detail with this guy, but he was pretty heavy handed, and for a while he was talking a lot of trash, and whatever. Point being, I prayed, said a few words to God, and God just led the way. Yeah, so I just. I dealt with that situation by being kind to him. It was really cool because it came to a point where he did two more stupid things. And I still checked him, but in a very kind way. Like I said, it came to a point where he actually started helping me with my uniform in the locker room. And he would look for me. When we got sprayed, one of the last things that we did in the academy... We got freaking pepper sprayed. He actually rushed to go guide me. And then I was kind of a jerk to him because I don't want anybody touching me. I kind of like shoved him away. I was like, get off me. So I told him, get off me. And then whatever. But he was being really cool. And he still helped me. So he started guiding me. And just the moral of the story is... the gifts that you have. You know, if you're not too patient, well, God's going to give you opportunities to grow in patience. And this is something we've already spoken about. You know, all the little mundane things that we do, that's going to build that part of our life. You know, it's going to fill that hole in our life. And I'm going to bring up this little thing that I talked about maybe like 2-3 episodes ago, where I was talking to my sister. She got into this like little thing with our brother,
yeah,
with our oldest brother, and then I was telling her, I was like, hey dude, like that's just, this is an opportunity for you to grow, you know. And we think we're so mature until, you know, we think we were so mature that until it comes time for us to be mature, and then we don't know what to do. And then I started telling her, like, hey, like, I pick up James and I throw him up really high. I was like, hey, you want to fly? Yeah. Throw him up in the air, and he just dissolves in laughter. Just freaking dissolves in laughter. And that laughter is contagious, because I get filled with joy. And I remember my mom and my sister were there too when I was doing that to James. So I told her, I gave her that example. Like, man, like, all this stuff that I've been going through, like, it's not for no reason. Like, that's what's giving me the physical strength to pick up this 40-something pound kid and throw him up in the air so that I can add a little bit of joy in his life. Now, I'm not saying I added joy in this this young man's life, but at least he saw a different reaction to his actions. You know, he was being a jerk, and yes, I checked him, but it was in a very kind way. And then I started making him laugh with a little bit of sarcasm, and then throwing in a little bit of Ramon flavor. and a smile, you know, my crooked little smile. And that's part of spreading the gospel. That's not just the gospel, but that's how we start spreading the gospel, I think.
Yeah, because it takes time, you know. You can't just be like, hey, Jesus. You know, like, you can't just throw the name around and expect it to change, you know, change the world. You can have the best thing possible, and people will not take the best thing possible if it's from someone they don't like.
Yep.
You know, I saw this this one short little video. It's a little video clip of a doctor, and there's a baby, and you know, whenever you take babies to the doctor, it means they're gonna get a shot. You know, they're gonna get shots and the little vaccines, you know, and this doctor was just like pulling boop 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 and tapping the kid with the needle, but not with the needle itself, just with, like, the plastic part. And boop, yeah,
the
boop,
syringe.
Boop. Yeah, the syringe. And then he actually gave him the shot while he was doing the song. And the dad that was holding the baby was like, what the heck just happened? Like, you gave my child a shot, and the kid didn't mind.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he wasn't just being, like, a cold medical worker. Like, he was being a doctor who was playing with the kid, making him smile, and, like, doing a little song with him. You know, like, you get that buy-in first, and then you give him the medicine that the world has been holding back from him. And that's how you bring salvation to people. It's in the small things. And that's what we're meant to do. That's what we're being called to do on a daily basis with people. Like, we're called to be the doctor, you know, just kind of play to whatever tune they like. And the good thing about humans is that we like real stuff. You know, we like authenticity, and we like when people are honest with us. But dang it, add a little bit of kindness. Because that's one of the things that we need the most.
The reason why I started this little journey, it's kind of, you know, I don't want to say late in my life, because I'm still fairly young, but I'm glad I waited till right now. I'm 33. I actually developed enough emotional maturity to start this little path that I'm on, because I want to be part of either the mental evaluation teams or the human trafficking task force. And, like, a lot of stuff in my life led to this point. And then all the stuff that I'm going to go through, that's going to give me all that, you know, as much as the world can give me, like, the emotional fortitude that I'm going to need to perform those duties, whether it's the mental evaluation teams or the human trafficking task force. And that's one of the reasons that I always, you know, like, I'm kind of selfish. Like, I do pray for you guys, but so that you guys can pray for me too. I mean, that's part of it, I'm not gonna lie.
I am so disappointed, bro.
But it's because I need the prayers, man. Like, I'm so dumb and I'm so weak. But in that stupidity of mine and in that weakness of mine, there's all this strength that comes from that. All the spiritual strength, all the physical strength, all the... You know, that you gotta have heart. And yeah, I may not have all these great things going for me, but I have a bit, I have heart, man. I have this fire in my belly, and I just want to use this for good. So, you know, for the millionth time this year, thank you for being in the fight with us. Thank you for praying for me. And know that we're praying for you. So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitur.